Violinist Shannon Lee with pianist Pamela Mia Paul. You heard Elgar's Salut d'Amour here on The Oasis. The New Classical FM, it's a Thursday. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. So there's music from Haligonian violinist Gillian Smith, and she will make her Toronto debut this Saturday evening at the Glenn Gould Studio in celebration of her premiere recording of solo violin works by five Canadian women composers. The album is Into the Stone, inspired by a line by Canadian poet Gwendolyn McEwen, quote, "What lives inside the stone? Miracles, strange light." Gillian Smith is deeply committed to the music of contemporary composers, and she has recorded two CDs with members of the Acadia New Music Society, one which was nominated for an East Coast Music Award for Classical Recording of the Year. That was in 2018. She has appeared at prestigious festivals and concerts and performed and recorded as an orchestral musician with the Minnesota Orchestra, the Winnipeg Symphony, and Symphony Nova Scotia. She's also an instructor at the Acadia University School of Music and head of the Upper Strings Department at the Maritime Conservatory of Performing Arts. It is my pleasure to welcome Gillian Smith to the New Classical FM for the very first time.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Really great to have you here, and I'm going to be in Halifax this time next week. What a great town you live in.
Oh, yes, thanks. It's a wonderful place. I'm so glad you think so, too.
and you work there a lot, and you work with a couple different schools, and so this is kind of nice to put on a different hat and be a performer and a recording artist right now. And what was enticing? We just heard about some of the orchestras you've worked with. What was enticing about that solo violin recording?
Well, I was really keen to record music for solo violin by Canadian composers who are women. And I found the repertoire for solo violin from previous eras is, you know, to be just amazing. All violinists know, you know, the Bach solo sonatas and partitas and Paganini caprices and Isaiah sonatas to be just the tremendous works of art that they are. And I feel like these works follow in that tradition. And they were written by five amazing composers: Alice Pingy-Ho, Katia Ghosh, Veronica Krausis, Chantal Laplante, and Anna Sokolovich.
And wonderful that they have followed in that tradition. But perhaps this music, you know, just doesn't get heard in the same way. In fact, I could say categorically that would be true. So it feels like you're making a statement here at the same time.
I was really excited to record music by these women and to share it with, people who are listening. And I feel like each piece really explores so many of the musical and technical possibilities for the violin. So even though it's just one instrument, you know, playing that you're hearing, you end up with like kind of a real panoply of colors and textures. And
let me ask you about that, because just listening to this CD over the last couple of days, it is just that. You are performing gymnastics on this instrument to get some of the sounds and some of to bring these compositions to life. And I do feel like that if there's anything that really does define this CD, is that you are really looking to test the boundaries of this instrument. Did it feel that way?
It did. Yeah, it did. Certainly there are some colors that are, you know, new to me, I guess I would say, that can be found in these pieces. And it was really exciting to, you know, develop that within my own playing. And it just such a magical world, I would say, within each one of these pieces as well, that is brought out through those, the technical gymnastics, as you mentioned.
let me ask you this. You mentioned a little about who's on the CD. How did you pick the repertoire? How did you say, okay, this, I want to make sure that this is on my first solo violin recording?
Right. Well, the Caprice by Alice Pingy-Ho, which was written in 2010, is just full of really fiery energy. It really captures sort of that Caprice character, and Alice writes that it's a fancy virtuosic piece, and it certainly lives up to that, I think, in terms of what it demands of the violinist. Anna Sokolovich's Tanka Danza per Violino Solo, which was written in 1998.
Now, Anna just won a Juno, did she?
She did.
Yeah, I remember she gave a very good speech at the Juno Awards.
Her piece, Golden Slumbers, Kiss Your Eyes.
And I believe that, if I remember correctly, I'm putting myself out there, but I think that was she was looking specifically at female composers for that CD as well.
Right, yes. Yeah, that's phenomenal. So, yeah, she's an amazing composer. I mean, they all are. And her piece really explores so many different colors. She asked the violinist to play sometimes over near the bridge, alternating sometimes with percussive effects with the left hand in the third movement. But the one that's really my personal favorite is the second dance, and the violinist actually accompanies themselves using an open string on the adjacent string to the melody. So it's a really neat effect where you're really able to create two lines when you're just playing one instrument.
I did, listening to the record, I thought that there were several moments where I thought, is this just one instrument here? Because it did feel like it, sometimes you were hearing two.
Right, yeah, it's just one instrument, and, you know, there was no overlay of tracks, so it was all done together.
it looks to me like you're going to play most of the material from this record at this performance on Saturday night, is that right?
I'm going to play several pieces from it. I am playing two other pieces just from more distant eras.
That's right. But I think we're going to see some Telemann in
that's
there.
That's right.
As well.
Yeah. So there's that. But yes, I'm going to perform the Caprice and the second movement from the Tanka Danza and Inside the Stone by Veronica Krauses, which is also a really wonderful piece. I think you mentioned on your introduction that the piece was inspired by a line from a poem by the Toronto poet Gwendolyn McEwen.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love that line. I kind of drew upon it for the title of the CD. The line is, "What lives inside the stone, miracles, strange light." So that's a really magical piece.
I agree. As I listened to this record, I kept that phrase in mind. And I thought about what you must be thinking about. And it's a wonderful effort, and congratulations on what you did with it. And I'll remind people, Into the Stone is the new CD. Gillian Smith will be with Emily Rowe, the pianist, and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Glenn Gould Studio. That's Front Street West, 250, right near the CBC building. Eventbrite.com is the place to visit if you'd like to pick up tickets, and you can search for Into the Stone at eventbrite.com. Tickets $15, $20 with the CD included. And if you'd like to learn more about Gillian, facebook.com/Gillian Smith Violin. And Gillian, congratulations again. Good luck on Saturday night. Very exciting time.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you for having me on the show. It's my honor to be here. Thank you very much.
You're with the New Classical FM. Music of Gillian Smith once again. She will be at the Glenn Gould Studio this Saturday evening. And if you'd like to learn more, eventbrite.com, and you can search Into the Stone, and a very ambitious and wonderful project from Gillian. You're with